ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಾಯಾಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೇ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 19 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 35. ಅಪಿ ಮೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರೀತ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾಂಡುಸುತ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಪೈತೃಶ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರೀತ್ಯರ್ಥ ತದ್ಗೋತ್ರ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಬಾಂಧವಃ. ಅಪಿ ಮೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರೀತಃ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾಂಡುಸುತ ಪ್ರಿಯಃ ಪೈತೃಶ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರೀತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ ತದ್ಗೋತ್ರಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಬಾಂಧವಃ. ಅಪಿ ಮೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರೀತಃ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾಂಡುಸುತ ಪ್ರಿಯಃ ಪೈತೃಶ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರೀತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ ತದ್ಗೋತ್ರಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಬಾಂಧವಃ. ಅಪಿ ಮೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರೀತಃ ಸುತ ಪ್ರಿಯಃ ಪೈತೃಶ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರೀತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ ತದ್ಗೋತ್ರಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಬಾಂಧವಃ. ಅಪಿ ಮೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರೀತ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಂಧು ಸುತ ಪ್ರಿಯ ವಿಶ್ವೇಶೇಯ ಪ್ರೀತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ ತದ್ಗೋತ್ರಸ್ಯ ಬಾಂಧವ. ಅಪಿ ಮೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರೀತ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾಂಡುಸುತ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಪೈತೃಶ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರೀತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ ತದ್ಗೋತ್ರ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಬಾಂಧವಃ. ಅಪಿ ಮೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರೀತ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾಂಡುಸುತ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಪೈತೃಶ್ವಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರೀತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ ತದ್ಗೋತ್ರ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಬಾಂಧವಃ. ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಅಪಿ ಮೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರೀತ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾಂಡುಸುತ ಪ್ರಿಯ పైతృష్వస్య ప్రీత్యర్థం తద్గోత్రస్యాత్త బాంధవః అపి మే భగవాన్ ప్రీత కృష్ణబంధుసుత ప్రియః తద్గోత్రస్యాత్త బాంధవః అపి మే భగవాన్ ప్రీత కృష్ణపండుసుత ప్రియః పైతృష్వస్య ప్రీత్యర్థం తద్గోత్రస్యాత్త బాంధవః అపి మే భగవాన్ ప్రీత కృష్ణ పండుసుత ప్రియః పైతృష్వస్య ప్రీత్యర్థం తద్గోత్రస్యాత్త బాంధవః అపి డెఫినెట్లీ మే అంటు మీ భగవాన్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ప్రీత ప్లీజ్డ్ కృష్ణ ద లార్డ్ పాండుసుత ద సన్స్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్ పండు ప్రియ డియర్ పతి ఇన్ రిలేషన్ విత్ ద ఫాదర్ స్వసేయ ద సన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సిస్టర్ ప్రీతి సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ అర్థం ఇన్ ద మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ తత్ దేర్ గోత్రస్య ఆఫ్ ద డిసెండెంట్ ఆత్ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ బాంధవః యాజ్ అ ఫ్రెండ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ హూ ఈజ్ వెరీ డియర్ టు ద సన్స్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్ పండు హ్యాజ్ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ మీ యాజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ రిలేటివ్స్ just to please his great cousins and brothers. Purport. A pure and exclusive devotee of the Lord serves his family interest more dexterously than others who are attached to illusory family affairs. Generally, people are attached to family matters and the whole economic impetus of human society is moving under the influence of family affection. Such deluded persons have no information that one can render better service to the family by becoming a devotee of the Lord. The Lord gives special protection to the family members and descendants of a devotee, even though such members are themselves non-devotees. Maharaj Prahlad was a great devotee of the Lord, but his father, Hiranyakashipu, was a great atheist and declared enemy of the Lord. But despite all this, Hiranyakashipu was awarded salvation due to his being the father of Maharaj Prahlad. The Lord is so kind that he gives all protection to the family members of his devotees, and thus the devotee has no need to bother about the family members. Even if one leaves such family members aside to discharge devotional service, Maharaj Yudhishthir and his brothers were the sons of Kunti, the paternal aunt of Lord Krishna, and Maharaj Parikshit admits the patronage of Lord Krishna because of his being the only grandson of the great Pandavas. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతాన్ సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితాంస్తం సజీవం సాధ్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనాసైతం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురు దీనతారిణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యేశ్వరం. హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఐ సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ మహారాజ్ ఆల్ సీనియర్ డివోటీస్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ లార్డ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ప్లేజెస్ అండ్ ఫర్ మై ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. సో వీఆర్ ఎట్ అ జంక్చర్ వేర్ Parikshit Maharaj has received the curse and he left everything and then he went to the bank of Ganges and now when he asked the two questions, what is the duty of a person and especially one who is about to die, there were many sages but nobody answered, and then comes Shukadeva Goswami. So just before a few verses, Shukadeva Goswami has accepted his seat and Parikshit Maharaj is glorifying now Shukadeva Goswami. So in this verse, we'll see three prominent aspects that Prabhupada is mentioning. First, about family life, a vision of a devotee, vision of a non-devotee, and a vision of a confused sadhaka. Then we'll see what is the qualification to enter into this family of devotees or family of Krishna. And then we'll see the privileges we get, the benefits we get, as here it is mentioned in this purport. So we'll see in this three ways. So first, as Prabhupada mentions here, the non-devotees, they are attached to illusory family affairs and their whole the affection for their family is the impetus for whole economic development. So the non-devotees, they think the family life all in all, and the scriptures condemn it thoroughly. This Prahlad Maharaj says, Nate vidu swartha gatim hi vishnum durashrayaye bahirarthamaninaha andhayatande rupaniyamana tepi sthapantat virudanand babda. In another verse he says that, it's like family life is like deep dark well. So the atheist or the non-devotees, they think family is all in all, which leads to blind attachment. Which scriptures condemns a lot. Whereas a pure devotee like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he sees that, Jedine grahe bhajana dekhi, grahe te goloka bhaya. But when he comes and sees the family members engaged in service of Lord, he says that I feel Golok Vrindavan is manifested. So just when a pure devotee brings Krishna in the center, the same deep dark well get transferred into Goloka Vrindavan. So that is the vision of a devotee. And what is the vision of a confused sadhaka? He uses scripture wrongly. So when devotees calls him for service, he says, no, I have to take care of families, I have responsibilities. And when family demands something, he says, no, you are Maya, you know, I want to serve Krishna, you know. So neither he does anything here, neither he does anything to family. So that is vision of a confused sadhaka. He misquotes scriptures according to his own whims. He condemns family, he quotes from scriptures when it comes to doing some responsibility towards family. And he doesn't completely surrender, telling that, no, I have responsibility of a family. So we need therefore expert guidance of seniors who can keep this balance and apply vision correctly. Yes, as a family man, we need to take care of family members because they are also Krishna's children in our care. At the same time, we cannot be completely blindly attached just to the family and neglect our spiritual duties. So that is the first, you know, couple of lines Prabhupada is mentioning. Then comes an interesting part. Says that, like the first line itself, it says, a pure and exclusive devotee of the Lord serves his family interest more dexterously than others. So, how come, like the next line, Prabhupada is condemning the family's attachment, but in the first line, he's saying that the pure devotee, he serves his family interests more dexterously. Why? Because devotee knows what is real interest. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnum. The real interest is achieving the pure devotion to Lord Krishna. So only devotee knows that. Therefore, when a devotee is serving his family, somehow or other, he is serving them most properly. And that, you know, that theme continues. So then, question comes that how to become a devotee or how to, and then Krishna says that, you know, devotee's family is my family. So how to enter into this family of Krishna? So that is the second theme of this purport. So we cannot just barge into devotee's family. It is only by Srila Prabhupada's unconditional causeless mercy that we are able to enter the family of devotee. We are able to become part of Srila Prabhupada's family. And because Prabhupada is very dear to Lord, then Krishna accepts us into his family. Because what happens if we get associated with some family, like suppose, for example, you know, if somebody is born in the family, he's legally gets inheritance to Lord's, to the family's property and also responsibility, right? So if, you know, like this Pandavas, they were born in a Kshatriya families, so they inherited the kingdom as well as they inherited the responsibility of being Kshatriyas and to protect the kingdom. So same way, when we, by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, get connected to family of a devotee, we inherit some benefits which Krishna is, which Prabhupada is mentioning in this purport, Krishna's causeless protection, and we also inherit some responsibilities. So the first part now, you know, so before going to, you know, responsibilities, we'll see what are the benefits we are going to inherit. So Krishna says that for a devotee, what to speak of protection of devotee? I'll protect even the family members of devotees, even if they are non-devotees. So Krishna's 24/7/365 protection is guaranteed. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there comes a nice pastime of Lord Chaitanya visiting the house of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya for prasadam. And there comes the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma, his name was Amoga, and he criticizes Lord Chaitanya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya becomes so disheartened by that, to the extent that the mother of, you know, the wife of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, she says that, you know, let my daughter become widow, you know. That means let the Amoga die. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, you know, I cannot kill Amoga because he is a Brahmana. I cannot kill myself because my body doesn't belong to me. So he said, let me fast until death. And then his wife also says, let me also fast until death. So this is, just before that, what happens that when he criticizes, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya begs forgiveness, and then Amoga goes away, and then he says, Lord, please accept prasad. Lord, accept prasads. But when Lord goes, this conversion starts. You know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya still has that feeling, you know. In my house, I invited Lord Chaitanya, and I had to hear this blasphemy from my own son-in-law. And then, they decide that, okay, we'll fast till the time, we'll leave our body. And then, of course, they curse this Amoga as well. And then what happens is Amoga suddenly gets cholera. And it gets aggravated to such a level that he was almost on deathbed. So here, the other side, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Gopinath Acharya, what's happening in house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? So Gopinath Acharya says that, you know, Bhattacharya has cursed Amoga. Amoga is on deathbed and Bhattacharya and his wife are fasting. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, see, like, Lord Chaitanya's days, the mercy was instant, the reaction was also instant. You know? So somebody used to serve devotees or glorify Lord, they used to get instant Krishna Prem. You know? Like you enter the association of devotees, in half an hour you are pure devotee. And then, you know, you offend somebody, in half an hour you have deadly disease. You know, it's, but now we get mercy also, and reaction also, just slowly, you know. So we have to be careful. Reactions are coming in case we are offending. So Amoga got instant reaction. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately rushes to the spot where Amoga was lying on deathbed. He puts his hand on Amoga's chest and he says, Brahmana's heart is supposed to be very clean. Why you are allowing this enemy to reside here? So he said, you know, and he says that, you know, please take, you know, Krishna's name and purify. And then Amoga, because of Lord's mercy, immediately he becomes a pure devotee. And that time, Lord speaks a nice verse. He says, Sarvabhauma grahe dasa dasi ye kukura. Seha mora priya anya jana rahu dura. He said, in the house of Sarvabhauma, even the servants and maid servants, what to speak of them? Even the dog in the house of Sarvabhauma is very dear to me. What to speak of his relatives? And you are his son-in-law. So, for sure you are most dear to me. And then, Lord, you know, he gives Krishna Prem to Amoga. He goes back to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house and, you know, happy ending, you know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya becomes very happy. So what this pastime shows, what Prabhupada is mentioning in this purport, even a non-devotee associated with a devotee, Krishna assures full protection. That's why when Haridas Thakur, again he prays that let me be a dog in the house of devotees. You know, why? He said, I'll get some remnants from their mouth. And because they are devotees, I'll become purified. Another example, Shivanand Sen. You know, some dog comes to his party when they were leaving for Jagannath Puri. He takes care so nicely. And then suddenly, you know, when he went to pay some taxes, the dog is vanished. They search so much, dog is not found, he becomes disheartened. Eventually, you know, they see, they reach to Jagannath Puri, they see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to everyone's amusement, that dog was there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally feeding him the coconut pulp from his mouth. And lo and behold, you know, dog attends Forum Vishnu Farms, goes back. Why? What was the qualification of that dog? He just became object of compassion for the pure devotee. So what do we have to do? Somehow or other, there are so many devotees in Prabhupada movement, and then ultimately everybody is trying to serve Prabhupada. Somehow or other, we have to please someone so that they really say, you know, they go, when they go to Prabhupada, and they say, yes, you know, this boy, you know, Prabhupada, he really likes you, he really likes your movement. And then what happens? We get the same blessings, we get the same mercy. Another example, Devanand Pandit, you know, tomorrow is his disappearance day. So Devanand Pandit was a great scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam. And one day, he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam and Shivas Thakur happened to pass by. When Shivas Thakur heard the glories of Lord spoken, he also sat like amongst his students. But while hearing Bhagavatam, he went into ecstasy. And the simstam, like, you know, Nayanam Galadashtudharaya, Vadanam Gadgad Tridayagira, all those started appearing in Shivas Thakur's body. So the students, who were immature, they thought that this guy is just a nuisance. So they pick him and they throw him out of the class. Now, Devanand Pandit doesn't speak anything about it. And it becomes a Vaishnava aparad. After many days, Lord Chaitanya, when he was still exhibiting his Nimaya Pandit pastimes, he comes and sees this Devanand Pandit, you know, giving discourse on Bhagavatam. He becomes very angry actually, and he rebukes. He says, one simply cannot speak Bhagavatam without understanding Lord and his devotees. He said, the real purport of Bhagavatam is only devotion to Krishna. And he speaks loud enough voice so that Devanand Pandit could hear. But somehow, because still he had, you know, mistreated Shivas Thakur and he had not begged forgiveness, he could not relate why Lord Chaitanya is just like, you know, speaking in this way. But later, when Lord Chaitanya takes sannyas, Devanand Pandit gets a soft corner. Oh, he, you know, he has become a sannyasi. Let me offer my respects to him. And in those days, one of the devotees of Lord Nityananda, Avakreshwar Pandit, he comes to, you know, again the town where Devanand Pandit was staying. And he was famous for his dancing and kirtan. So when Avakreshwar Pandit was dancing, his Devanand Pandit comes to see. And then they see, you know, a lot of people, they start gathering to see. And then what Avakreshwar Pandit does is that he takes a stick and he makes a kind of circle to make sure that his dancing is not disturbed. And in, you know, in course of time, when Avakreshwar Pandit goes into ecstasy, he falls on the ground. Devanand Pandit picks him, you know, removes dust from his body, puts it on his own head, and, you know, gives him comfort. And that moment, his appreciation for devotees, it really increases because now he served. So later, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visits the Kulia Gram, all the offenders, they come and beg forgiveness from Lord. So at the same time, this Devanand Pandit also comes and begs forgiveness. So that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually tells him, because you have served Avakreshwar Pandit, I am giving you my mercy. But he says, your offense to Shivas Thakur is still there. You should go and beg forgiveness from Shivas Thakur. And then Shivas Thakur, of course, you know, Devanand Pandit goes and he begs forgiveness from Shivas Thakur and he becomes one of the very intimate association of Lord Chaitanya. So this again shows that when we serve devotees, we become part of Lord's family. And at the same time, when we displease devotees, then Krishna withholds his mercy. And in our moment also, we see many examples wherein a devotee's family member, though not devotee, they very dramatically get attracted to Krishna towards the end of life. One of very senior devotee's mother, she called, you know, this devotee, you know, I'll tell the name at the end, who this devotee was. And she told him, so she called in middle of night, around like 2 a.m. and she said, you know, I want to go to Vrindavan. You know? And then this devotee said, you know, okay, that's fine. You know, it's now 2 a.m. I'll call you in morning and we'll figure it out, you know, how to go. And then next day morning, this devotee calls. The mother doesn't pick up the phone. The brother picks up the phone. And he says, our mother passed away yesterday night, like today early morning. You know who this devotee was? His Holiness Indrajimna Swami Maharaj. And then Maharaj says that later, his mother never spoke anything about Krishna. But he used to visit and, you know, keep giving Srila Prabhupada books. And later, his brother said to him that when she was in her last stage, she went to the garage, took all his gifts, saw all Prabhupada books, started going through it. And then he asked what my son is doing. And he was told he is in Vrindavan. And just by reading Prabhupada books and just by her connection with Indrajimna Maharaj, just imagine person in his last deathbed, he has a strong desire. What? I want to go to Vrindavan. So this shows what Prabhupada is writing. That not only for a devotee, even for a family of a devotee who are non-devotees, the protection is guaranteed. So this is the inheritance we get when we come in the family of devotees, when we are, you know, given a mercifully chance. Parikshit Maharaj, we see throughout this, you know, couple of verses, he is outrightly saying, we are Kshatriyas, we are like a washed away water. Brahmanas and, you know, Vaishnavas, they won't even come near us. He says, I am like that. But since I am associated with the pure devotee of Lord, that is, you know, Pandavas, Krishna has arranged for personality like you, O Shukdev Goswami, to come and bless me. So Parikshit Maharaj is displaying two things. First, his own utter disqualification, and second, Krishna's causeless mercy. You know, I can for sure speak for myself, you know, thoroughly disqualified, you know, Kali Yuga, proper Kali Yuga byproduct, you know. But what is the chance that even in this, able to study Bhagavatam, able to eat prasad, able to associate with devotees, you know. This is Krishna's causeless compassion coming through Srila Prabhupada. So, when we come in this family, so this is the inheritance we get. But at the same time, we have some responsibilities as well. What is responsibility? To the least, at least we should not create divide in the family by politicizing small issues, you know, by giving a headache, you know, to our seniors for no good reasons, you know. Of course, if there is something genuine, we can approach. But, you know, it's really, you know, he spoke like this, he's backbiting and, you know, all n number of things goes on. So this is the least we can do is we should not behave, at least I can speak for myself, I should not behave in this way so that I can create a rift amongst family members. And a little more, we accept this gift graciously and try to share. We have this whole month Prabhupada marathon, right? What we are doing? We have accepted this gift. We want to share it to others. We, you know, come out and, you know, try to share. So, these are the, like, you know, few of the basic things we can do. And to do it more, if we want to really become a nice son, nice daughter, we, to best of our ability, dedicate our life more and more. Of course, all of you here are, much more dedicated and advanced. I am speaking for myself for sure. But we should try to increase our dedication to Krishna, to the movement of Srila Prabhupada. And that way, we can make sure that, we get these blessings. Also, another aspect is, we won't use philosophy to misbehave with others. For example, in our family, suppose for example somebody is sick. Oh, they are non-devotees, they are just, their karma is fructifying, It is, we should not tell like that. We should, as a sympathetic family member, we should go and we should, try to do what a normal human being does. So when, as a devotee, actually we have great responsibility, because they are not seeing Krishna, they are not seeing Prabhupada, they are seeing us. By seeing our behavior, they are going to determine if this Krishna consciousness is good or bad. There is another very senior devotee who was mentioning that he was doing pujari service, and when very, person in worker clothes, a lot of mud around his body, he came to temple hall, and unfortunately none of the devotees talked with him. He was just, kind of lost within temple hall. And then, this devotee, he finished his services, he came, and then, he gave him prasad, he gave him Bhagavad Gita, asked his whereabouts. And just after 10 minutes talk, this person said, come, I want to give you something. And this person took him to the truck. This is, by the way, real incidents. He was a worker. He opened his truck trunk. He took out $20,000 cash and he handed it over. Just because some devotee became a host. See, in all of our temple, Srila Prabhupada is host. We are his servants, So we are like, kind of co-host, small host. So when when we try our best to give most pleasant experiences to anybody coming to temple, what happens is that they become attracted to this family. But the same thing, another senior devotee, his brother came. I won't mind quoting his name. His Holiness Devamrut Maharaj, He was telling, his brother was a big time lawyer, He came to one temple and he said, I want to offer some service to you. And this devotee, he said, we don't need it. He went. Now he's a Toyota company's chief lawyer, legal matters. Now just imagine, person of that caliber wanted to serve Krishna, and just because of somebody's little immaturity, for whatever may be the reason, lost the opportunity. Right? So, yes, we have all these nice, verses, Lord Chaitanya delivering Amogha, and even the dog is dear. But at the same time, we should try our best, and we should always keep praying that with our behavior, we should always try to give the most pleasing experience to all whoever comes, may it be a devotee, may it be a non-devotee. Somebody coming telling that, I want your help, Prabhu. And we said, I don't have time. He said, if devotees don't have time for me, am I just here for service? So even the, practicing devotee for many years, he can also leave the body. Yeah, leave the moment. So just to summarize, we saw that first, how about family life, the scripture speaks pretty strongly. And that is that is truth for non-devotees. But for pure devotees, the same family becomes a golok. And we saw the confused devotee, he misquoted the scriptures to avoid responsibility in service and avoid even responsibility of family. So we should avoid. Second, we saw that by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have become this part of this amazing family, wherein Krishna says that even the dog in the house of this family is dear to me. And we saw example of this Amogha. We saw example of how Haridas Thakur is also praying to be part of devotee's family. And we saw the example of Devanand Pandit. And the last part, we saw that, by Prabhupada's mercy, we have become this part of this family. But with the privilege also comes responsibility. And that responsibility is that we become the transparent via medium of the same grace that we have received from Prabhupada, the same love, care, affection we have received, and we give it to, we share it to others. And by that, we can really honor this family tradition. And to the least, you know, we try to do our best, but at least to the least, we should not try to divide the family. So with this, I would like to stop. Any comments? Questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a very wonderful class full of so many important points. Devotee should know that he was not scheduled to speak today. Bhrigupati was scheduled to speak, but he wanted to go out early on Sankirtan. So just late last night, I asked Arjun Gopa to speak today and just lead a wonderful class. So, Bhrigupati Prabhu asked me, though, to mention one thing, because here Prabhupada says how Krishna protects the devotees. So if you do some research, you see sometimes it says 7 generations are liberated, sometimes 14, and even one time 100. So one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, this is Bhrigupati's research, he wanted me to pass this on because he was very excited. One devotee asked, well, how does Krishna liberate the family members of a devotee? And Prabhupada responded that he makes them devotees. Just by becoming a devotee, you are liberated, Prabhupada said. So that's how Krishna liberates the family members. He makes them devotees, and just by becoming devotees, they're liberated.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah, thank you for all of your blessings. Because of that only, we'll be able to speak whatever I'm speaking. Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanand.